WUKY's Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine has the support of the Pain Treatment Center of the Bluegrass. The Pain Treatment Center specializes in acute and chronic pain management to help people live a pain-free life. More information at pain-ptc.com.
WUKY presents health news you can use. It's Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Our nutritional needs and desires change with age and our state of health. I recently spoke with chef-in-residence Bob Perry of UK Dietetics and Human Nutrition about the discipline of neurogastronomy and how it can help patients and everyone. Bob, thanks for talking with me today. I've chatted with you and Dan Hahn in years past about neurogastronomy, and I understand that the International Society of Neurogastronomy Symposium is coming up soon. Can you tell us a little bit about what neurogastronomy is and why it's important?
Well, neurogastronomy is the study of how the brain perceives flavor. So most people think it's just all about the taste buds, but it's way more than that. It's the retronasal smell after eating or drinking something. It's the way you feel about things, your past history. Did you have a good experience or a bad experience with a certain food? It really takes in the whole experience of eating.
Yeah, so, you know, I guess we'll talk about the healthcare implications in a minute, but I've never thought of it in this context before of what you just said. So, like, every time I see chickpeas, you know, garbanzo beans, I think of my childhood, I think of my mom's cooking, that sort of thing. Is that part and parcel of what we're talking about, just our memories and the associations that we bring to food as well?
Exactly. The way you feel about food and the way that food is going to taste is influenced really by everything around you, but especially in your past memories.
Well, one of the things I've talked with you and Dan about are the healthcare applications of neurogastronomy. And I think one of them that really stood out to me is that some folks who are perhaps getting chemotherapy for certain types of cancer can have all sorts of taste issues, and neurogastronomy addresses that phenomenon.
Yes, people undergoing chemo have radical changes in their ability to taste foods. They generally have a very metallic taste from the medicine that they're given, and we look at ways to counteract that. You know, is there something they can eat that will mask that metal taste? Our first symposium, we had a really interesting challenge where they cooked for some cancer patients. And one thing that came out of that is one of the patients said that even when she became hungry, that by the time she got something on her plate to eat, the hunger had passed or she really wasn't interested in what she'd prepared. So Fred from Joe Beef, he designed a plain potato soup with several additions that you could add at the last minute, trying to sort of overcome that. So if you get hungry, I can have the potato soup out of the microwave in about a minute, and I can add in any number of different things and hopefully sort of beat the clock on your taste changing.
Well, and this is incredibly important for patients who are undergoing medical therapy because they've got to keep those calories coming in, keep up their strength, keep nourished.
Exactly. You have to keep eating, especially for health, especially when you're going through a heavy medical procedure like that.
Well, one of the things we've talked about on the show is the collaborative efforts between different divisions, departments, disciplines, that sort of thing. And one of the things that neurogastronomy appears to do is bring together just an incredible variety of professionals. Who are the folks that come to these meetings and consider this phenomenon?
It's really a wide group of people. Have, of course, neurologists. We have psychologists. Physiologists, chefs. The gut-brain axis is an area of intense study right now. And one of the things we know is that the more microflora that's in your gut, the healthier that you are. And something that our professor Mark Williams discovered several years ago is that organic production of produce results in much more microflora being present in the ground and in the vegetables. Mm-hmm. So a diet of organic produce will really increase your gut bacteria, and that really helps your health overall.
Well, it seems like this multidisciplinary approach, bringing, you know, chefs, physicians, scientists together, is something that really can be of benefit not only to patients undergoing treatment, but just to all of us in our everyday lives.
Yeah, I really like the old saying that none of us are as smart as all of us.
I love that. Well, Bob, before we part, is there anything else you'd want our listeners to know about neurogastronomy?
What I find promising about neurogastronomy is the fact that it does bring together so many different people from so many different disciplines to approach the problem.
My thanks today to Chef-in-Residence Bob Perry of UK Dietetics and Human Nutrition for talking with us today about neurogastronomy. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time to cover important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org.